the forgettable foursome is back in studio all together once again with another edition of the Ono Radio Show.
Yeah.
I
think this is show 261, I want to say. I think that's it.
261?
No 261?
We got to be 270.
You just can't stop.
292, something like that.
291?
What?
And it's me, Owen, as your host, the captain of the shit ship, again, along with my good friend, Zach.
Hey!
How you doing, bud?
I'm doing well.
Tom's here. He's back from vacation.
Hey, guys. Yeah. Hey.
And Ty's here as well.
Hey.
Yeah. Yeah. 261 it is. 261 it is. So
feels right.
So let's hop right into it. How was vacay, bro?
It was good, man. I recollected to you out on the porch how hard it is to just get back to real life. You know, you're kind of vacation mode for a few days, and
vacation
then real life
art.
Just hits you like bricks.
Yeah, man.
Playing catch up right when you get back.
Bam.
And you're still drunk, I think, from your vacation.
I'm still sweating out all the beer I drank on vacation.
So wait, you're actively saying now that you're going to take a little break. You're not drinking tonight.
I'm not drinking tonight. I need to just dry out for a couple of weeks.
A couple of weeks?
Yeah.
That's a long time.
That's admirable.
I'm going to try. Like I said, let's see where this goes. This could be fun. But I'm trying. Fuck it.
You can do it.
Well, we need to get an update next week.
Yeah. Okay, sure.
And we'll just kind of keep this thing going. Let's see how many days sober.
How many days?
So when did it start? Like, what do we...
I started...
an hour ago.
What time is it? Tuesday.
All right, Tuesday.
So Tuesday, we're on day the horse.
So we're on day two, essentially, or day three. Day three, we'll call it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless he goes home and has a beer after this.
Right.
I think my big thing is I'm trying to just cut beer out.
Mm. Oh, well, that's not the same, man.
Well, here's the deal. When I drink liquor, I drink it very seldomly. I'm not a big liquor drinker, but when I booze, I drink beer. So I think if I cut beer, in a way, I'm kind of cutting out boozing.
So you had a liquor drink, is what you're saying, since Tuesday?
No, I haven't had any drink. So no liquor drink.
All right.
So let's see how this goes. But
Owen, you thinking about doing the same thing?
No.
Oh,
no, not.
Me neither, motherfuckers. Yeah. Tom's not drinking beer.
I made the joke. Ty came out like kicking in the door, like I'm back drinking beer, and I was like, I'm gonna be like, see you, beer.
Not drinking beer anymore.
I am so glad that Ty is back drinking beer.
Yeah,
it tastes good. Damn it.
Yeah, doesn't it just?
I gotta be honest. I miss the puke counts being so low, Ty.
Well, yeah. Puke count got high again, man.
Okay.
Jeez. Yeah. I don't know. This has no correlation to your coming back drinking.
Actually, yes. Yes, it totally does.
What happened then? Because you said you had a ridiculously high puke count this week.
Oh man, I was. I think I wrecked myself on the amount of really spicy Bloody Marys that I could handle.
That's like lava coming
very
back.
Very acidic. Well, it's a very acidic drink.
Heartburn, man.
Yeah.
Heartburn.
Yeah. Heartburn City, man.
For some reason, all right, this is my thinking, because my stomach has been wild, but still, for some reason, I got away with Bloody Marys, because I do it every now and then. I'll try it. I'll make a fancy one. I make it spicy. I don't care. I put all the shit in.
Okay, yeah.
And my stomach didn't reject it. I wasn't an asshole. I was happy. I love my Bloody Marys, so I just thought on our given holiday on Labor Day, I could continue drinking them as many as I wanted.
How's this many as you, so, how many so, did you want, Ty, on this particular
Ty,
day?
Ty took about five, and they were...
Wow.
Wait, is this one sitting
five
or the whole
Bloody
trip?
Marys?
No, I'm talking about on Labor Day.
Oh, one. Okay, Labor Day, you have five Bloody Marys.
Five Bloody Marys.
Five really strong, like,
dude,
tall
that's
Bloodies.
I want to say that's an absorbent amount of Bloody Marys.
Yeah, are we talking, like, five Bloody Marys? That's like a whole bottle of Tabasco, right?
I don't know about Tabasco, but...
Damn close to it. And then how many shots of vodka do you put in?
Well, I didn't make them. I was technically at the Stardust.
Okay, that's a very dangerous concoction.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wait. Let's see. A basic Bloody Mary takes what? Two shots? A shot?
Two shots.
Two shots.
If I'm eyeballing,
so
it's a little less
than
half.
You're 10 shots of vodka deep.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I was... Oof. I got home and I know I passed out. And I remember when I woke up from being passed out, the puke just started. It was...
Oh, no.
Turned right on.
My stomach was so upset. I don't know what was coming out of it, man. It looked kind of bloody. It wasn't bloody, but it looked kind of bloody.
Well, I mean,
man, this is when it turns from like the funny puke count to like we just were like, no,
it was great. Actually, I was laughing.
How do you tell though when you've been drinking Bloody Marys?
That's what I'm saying.
If it's actual blood or if it's not, you could have been literally like something inside of your stomach lining could have ripped, and you could have been puking up straight blood.
And it's just camouflaged in with the rest of the Bloody Mary mix.
If I'm puking Bloody Mary, I feel okay about it.
Why? Because you get to taste it all over again. No, this is delicious.
I'm just saying, you know, you should have freaked
one of your roommates out and knowing it was Bloody Mary mix and bring him in and be like, dude, I'm fucking puking blood here.
Straight blood.
I think his roommates get freaked out about Ty enough.
Yeah, this is true.
They actually don't get freaked out when I puke. It's normal enough. He's all right.
It's just normal. After the
first 23 puke counts, they were like, oh, okay.
I didn't keep count directly, but it was a good like 15 night. It was rough.
Different sessions.
It wasn't like I was there the whole time doing it, but I would go back to bed, try to.
And then you'd have to get back up and throw up again.
It was rough.
Do you ever pull one of these where you just get a bucket?
Like a Homer paint bucket,
you know, like a Home Depot orange bucket.
Yeah, and then just put a stencil on it and you spray paint puke.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
This is for puke only. Yeah, it's a puke. It's a puke bucket you put by your bed. Yeah.
Because my bathroom, I have the master bathroom, because it's a little bit small, there's a perfect...
He doesn't pour it out every day. Until it fills up.
It's
a chum bucket.
It's like a puke bedpan.
it's like a splatoon of puke.
Oh my God.
Home Depot advertising.
I feel
on
that
it.
In your future.
God, that is disgusting.
Oh my God.
All in all, it was a great Labor Day, but it was kind of crazy. Good. And when I came back in the morning, I found some puke in my ashtray, which was...
I thought you were going to say something way different.
I did too, yeah. I was like, how'd I get there?
How'd you get puke in your asshole?
Why were you looking for it?
Awesome. I will tell you what's also disgusting, though, is my debit card got hacked again.
Oh, damn. No. Didn't that just recently happen to you?
It was probably, like, what, a year and a half ago? That was a while ago. Yeah. But
I remember that.
You're due for one every year.
Did they go back to Baywatch with it?
They didn't. This one was at Wawa, that trying to find
of course,
us
yeah.
$500. It's always a gas station or something. $500 and whatever. Like, damn. I hear they try and buy those gift cards, the Visa gift cards,
turn them into cash.
You know, I've seen some shady characters doing that. They don't look like they know where they are, and they just say gift cards.
Yeah. So you just noticed it today.
No.
The bank alarmed you.
The bank called
me
about what was it? It was on last Friday. The bank called me to let me know that it was happening. So yeah, day after the last show. So then I have to, of course, it's Labor Day weekend, so I know I have to get to the fucking bank. Thankfully, my bank's open on Saturday.
Right.
I was able to get to the bank, get a new card on Saturday, and, you know, I have a temporary card until they mail me a new one.
It's crazy.
But I can't set up I can't change any of my online accounts. I can't do anything like update any of the information because I don't have the information. And you know, I obviously don't want to do it with a temporary debit card. It's stupid. But my point is, it's like it goes into these chip things. They're supposed to be so much more.
The insert your card.
They're supposed to be so much more secure. And here I've had that, been using it, you know, since I got the fucking thing, and it still happens within like a year and a half of
that's me, so of weird,
it happening
man.
Before.
Now, have you traced back it in your mind, like maybe places you frequent that it could happen at?
It's three places. It's one of three places. I did pull money out when I bought my car at Off Lease Only. I pulled money out of one of those like very standalone. You see them in bars. They're like those standalone ATMs that kind of. I always feel shady about them in general.
I see what you're talking
about.
That's
how the mob launders their money, mostly.
Something like that. Seriously,
I kid you not.
I wouldn't.
Oh, I'm sure that's
not even
exactly
doubting
what they
you.
Do.
Not even doubting you in the slightest. But that to me is
that
where
could be
a
red flag.
Where I think it happened. It could also be the 7-Eleven I frequent, another gas station I frequent. I don't know. Huh. I've let both those gas stations that I frequent what happened, and they're like, there's not been any other reports of that lately.
Is it like a reader thing? One of the things they put in the reader?
Usually, I guess it is. But
can they do it by their phones?
Now, well, so now with the chip thing is that it's happening more. because it used to just be the readers. Now, because it's an RFID chip, they have proven there's hackers, there's ways they can do to essentially, without even putting their hands on your card,
right,
with just being like close to you in like a line
they
somewhere,
could scan it
they
somehow?
they can take the electronic pulse from the card and get your information off it. So tell me that's secure.
It's not.
Way less secure.
Yeah, it's idiotic.
So, I thought it was weird and how abrupt that became the chip, because you saw it to start like a slow fire. You'd go to places like, you know, they'd always have to give you the fucking spiel every time. You know, you need to stick it in.
Those cards, you got to stick it
but
in.
But it's just like, it's everywhere now. Like everywhere you go, I don't even try to do the swipe anymore.
I think they were given a deadline. I think they were given a deadline by the banking institutions. And it was like, you have to update all your readers to these by this date. And I think all of them just waited. Like gas stations, places are going to wait as long as they can, because it's an investment. They have to make, they have to get a card reader, all that bullshit. But, and then there must have been just like a push at the end to, you know, okay, but, everybody update.
But you'll notice that a lot of them have the ability for the card, but still only make you swipe.
Yeah, now, I think they haven't upgraded their... somebody told me that the other day at a place where I tried to stick it in. They said you have to swipe it. And then they went off on a tangent about...
It's been the other way for me,
something,
actually.
Like, they're waiting on a bug or fix or something.
At my 7-Eleven, I went to swipe like I always did. And they're like... It's like, bah, like, doesn't look
you
at
use
it.
Use the reader.
And it tells you you have to use the reader.
Yeah.
See, I know. Like, see, I always just look like an idiot because I always go for swipe.
Right.
Even if it has the thing.
That's what was so cool about cards.
As a culture, we've been doing it for years. Yeah, like,
it's a given
different action.
Do you guys all have chip?
I got chip.
All my cards have chips on them.
I still swipe, man.
I wish I didn't have a fucking chip.
In November.
What's your bank?
Wells Fargo.
It will happen. Yeah, and when you get your new card, it will be chipped. Like,
it's coming in November.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. You just got to go through the bullshit of, like they're saying, I think eventually, too, they're going to just push that out completely, where if you don't have a chip reader, you can't do shit.
Yeah, I think it's going to become that.
Yeah, people look at me a lot when I swipe, and I'm like, what, motherfucker?
Right. You swiping, bro?
That's how I do.
This was fine 6 months ago. Well, why in the last 6 months is it all of a sudden an issue?
And can I be honest with you? I just loved the noise. I miss the little little beep noise. I don't get any kind of satisfaction with pushing it.
The swipe is saying... I'm getting that shit. You know what I mean? It's a proud moment. It's like, this is now. Oh yeah.
Take my
shit. But this is now, whatever I'm buying right now is mine. I'm swiping my card and it's mine.
Now
it's like, I have to gently insert this little thing. And did I get it in far enough?
I never want to break my card.
Shit, I got to try it again.
Just jamming it repeatedly.
No, I just broke my card.
And then
I can't get the shit I wanted to get.
And then it's like, I've had it where I've like pulled it out and the guy was like, well, you know, like, making me feel like an asshole, like, oh, it didn't say ready yet.
Yeah,
I'm like,
it's still
shit.
Said, it's
by
still
the way,
said,
that whole little spiel you just said is going to be cut out and used later because
the guy wasn't ready for you to pull
it
out,
and he wasn't ready for me to pull it out, and then the guy was like, "Shit, and like, I wasn't ready." Yet.
That's all right. I don't think you're really going to go through the trouble to clip that because you had one on our show recently.
Hey,
what
was
that I haven't heard yet?
What was it about? You don't know what I've got. And what I don't got
about it was about. I told him to call my mom to have a party.
Oh, yeah.
Where's that clip?
Yeah.
I stand by that. You guys need to all pressure my parents to have a party.
I mean, am I invited? Because obviously,
I would like to party with your parents.
I'm gonna be putting the moves on your mom all night. Yeah, you know, I'm just
fine.
Telling you.
That's fine.
Yeah, whatever. You're not YouTube friends with her, so
Tiki Rich. He'll handle it.
He'll handle the situation appropriately.
Actually, he won't rush.
I'm starting to send Zach's moms the YouTube videos I find for Ono Radio Show just so she can approve them as well.
Oh, cool.
You know, that's showing her my dark side.
That's good. You're really getting to know each other.
I saw that weird video Tom sent me. What the fuck? Is he okay?
She's like, who's Tom?
Yeah, who the fuck's Tom? I know. Oh shit! Hey. Look at that! Whoa, my mic just
host,
fell off.
Host, you all right?
No, I'm good.
Captain, you good?
I think I'll be okay.
Captain, the ship wheel fell off.
It did.
It's not the best of ships.
The boat is just going
on. So
it's gonna
happen.
Hey man, every once in a while you got to patch a leak. That's all I'm saying. or not patch a leak in our particular situation.
We've sprung way too many leaks in the ship.
It's been good lately though. The fucking the hurricane that didn't fuck up your stereo.
You weren't fucking here. It was fucking raining inside.
Was it really?
Oh my god.
got it. We have it now. It's moved. We've got it coming down. The leak in the studio has now moved into both the bedroom and the
this bathroom. House is going to end up demolished because eventually, and, you know, years and years down the road, because they're gonna take your landlord down. Ain't taking care of shit.
Speaking of which, though, we are getting a he called me the like last weekend sometime.
We are getting a doorbell.
No, where he's sick of doing the patch jobs on the roof. He's getting a new roof.
Holy shit.
Yeah, but that's going to be structural. Like, he's going to have to.
Oh, they're going to have to replace some shit underneath that. Yeah, because
there's they've mold let it go too long. And termite.
It, well, it just depends how rotted all that wood is up there. I've heard.
So he's doing it?
He's doing it.
That's good. Wait, that's when? November?
He hasn't given me an exact date, but he said
can we have a roof party?
Yeah. Does that mean we're going to have to do a mobile show during that time?
I think we should do the podcast while they're working on the roof.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be great. People would love that.
Podcast. Is that what it sounds like? Roof.
That's what I imagine.
That's what roofing sounds like. Black. Is that a racist thing?
I was saying,
are they not?
No, you were saying black.
I was saying plaque.
Why has he got to hire black people?
Why's it got to be a plaque thing?
Come on, everybody knows. They ain't going black. Black people don't like heights. They ain't going up on roofs. They ain't roofers. Nah. That's a Mexican's job.
They stay ground level.
That's a Mexican's job.
Dude, they love the roof. Look at Hurricane Katrina, man. Come on. Love it. Sorry. No one else did the joke.
That was good. That was good. I mean, not just Hurricane Katrina. The flooding's right now.
There should be like a credit card swipe noise.
That shit
for
is
that.
Crazy, though, man. Have we talked about Louisiana on this show?
What, the flooding in Louisiana?
Yeah, have we talked about that? I mean, that's
really,
just fucking insane, dude. I mean,
they're getting beat up
just from rain, dude.
It's crazy. I feel bad.
Not even like a storm.
Levees aren't breaking.
No.
Yeah, it's just rain, and they're flooding out cities. It's insane.
No,
it is. It's crazy.
I did want to bring up something. I don't know if you've ever seen this, but I guess I just never thought of it. Do you guys ever FaceTime?
I do
for like meetings.
Like my mom
sometimes.
For some reason like will FaceTime me every weekend. Like she'll
makes
you're
sense.
In different states. That makes sense.
And then she wants to see her little boy. You know.
Yeah, but she doesn't use it right. You know, she's all fucking. She's awful. Sorry, mom.
Old people don't get how to do the FaceTime. I will say
or
that.
Technology in general.
I'd much rather have a phone call any day of the week.
I know. Because
I
just
can stick
like
the phone in my pocket. I can put my earbuds in and I can walk around.
In my work, I work with people out of state and. I have to FaceTime, do FaceTime calls with them.
It's
just awkward because there's that delay and like, I don't know. It's just an odd experience. I'd rather just, be on the phone. Just call me.
So something I never really, thought about, but I was at the factory and there was a guest there and he was trying to show somebody on the other end what he was seeing. Hmm. But then I realized he was deaf. And he was doing sign language over FaceTime.
Whoa.
And I'm just like, whoa.
That's cool.
I've never thought of that.
Okay.
It's like
very
an application for
reason,
the technology.
Yeah, totally.
But here he is doing sign language over it.
Face language.
And
fucking hand time and shit.
And while he's like showing like in, whatever he's describing.
That's cool.
And like, it's just, I don't know. I don't know why it like shook me so much. But I love shit like that. It's like,
okay, $1 million idea. We create an app. And you can, we're live, but you can cut this out. We create an app that, videos you doing sign language and then translates it into text.
That's genius.
That's a POC for POC. On a radio
show. My God. Yeah.
That's a good idea.
That's a really good
idea. I think that sound effect.
The technology in that would be ridiculous. I mean,
because
I'm on it. I got to go.
We just go find the top sign language or,
signer
in the country and we get them
the
video.
We take them hostage everything that gets sent
and then
gets
we
sent
gotta
to
go,
the central server room where we have a person that actually decodes it
right. And then we gotta go get
and then just types out what it is.
We gotta get one of those suits with all the balls on it,
the motion tracking
and the motion tracking.
I like that Zach's figured this out
and you guys are video guys. You guys figure that shit out.
Do you guys ever do any of those fuck with any of those services like for deaf people that you can call and then they type it out but they have to like read it to you?
No.
I've heard of those.
Oh, they're evil. Like we used to do it in college and we used to make do them just awful things and you can just tell on the other end
they're so used to it
and how frustrated that they are with their They're trying to do a good
thing. Is there like a sign language competition, or is it like a competitive thing?
Like rapping, like rap battles?
Are people like really good at sign language?
Oh, I want to see a sign language
rap battle.
A sign off?
Dude, YouTube it right now.
A sign down?
I mean, it makes for great audio.
Well, exactly.
It's just like, except the beat. Hopefully they're doing it to a beat.
That is interesting,
a
though.
Sign
let's
off.
See, let's
a
see.
Sign off. Oh, they're having a sign down.
Sign language rap battle.
Sign language.
Yeah, I think a rap battle would be perfect.
Rap battle. I'm searching this shit. Right
there
now.
Has to be. Yeah.
Sign language rap battle was with Wiz Khalifa.
Wiz Khalifa.
I don't know. This looks like.
Maybe he's probably stoned and she's doing sign language.
Let's see what's going on here. It's on Jimmy Kimmel. Is that what it's on?
Yeah.
All right.
Maniani, that's Holly, and
oh no, and he's gonna rap and they're gonna sign it.
Oh wait, really?
Wait, let's see.
A nationally certified sign language interpreter, and even more importantly, they have fun with it. Thank you for being here. Now, collectively, they've signed for Wu-Tang Clan, Beastie Boys, Snoop Dogg, Eminem.
That is cool.
We actually do have that at concerts at my factory.
Like, I never thought that
they have
hip hop.
I used to have to always set up like a headphone feed and a monitor for them when I was doing audio. For them to like sign for all the concerts, and they have a little section for deaf people in the front that basically like they can see a sign language
so
interpreter
they're literally
and
just
watch the show.
They're watching the show and interpreting the artist's saying.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
you feel that bass. You feel it.
And many more. But tonight you're not doing this alone. Tonight this is a competition. Tonight,
competition.
That's true.
We'll take turns signing the song Black and Yellow.
Okay.
It is time now for a sign language rap battle. Let's go.
Oh, Jimmy Kimmel, you're so charming.
I like Kimmel.
I don't think this is really a rap battle.
Nah, this isn't really what
we
want.
They're just going to sign a song.
See who can do it better, basically, you think?
Yeah.
All right, well, fast forward.
When I say rap battle, I want to say two people signing. All right.
Wow.
So she's even like dancing a little bit.
Yeah.
She got some funk to it.
I know a couple of them, and the ones that work, like the good ones, they do all the mannerisms. They work everything.
They're part of the show.
They're part of the show
in a sense.
Like,
that's badass.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
The good ones, I think that's part of the art of what they do, but nah.
The good ones.
Sign, baby, sign.
Do you have any interest in learning sign language?
Oh, I'd love to learn any language, including sign language.
I think it'd be cool to learn.
I was thinking that the other day. I was thinking like how just like narrow mind. I'm not. I guess like I learned fucking languages in high school, but I just watch people that are like bilingual.
Dude.
I feel so narrow minded. I'm like, I can't imagine being able to communicate.
Yeah,
with
awesome. People
other
that are
language,
can speak
you know?
More than one language are just exponentially smarter. In you know.
I think so.
Not just because they speak those languages,
but
they're using parts of their
brain that
we don't
use.
And
exactly.
Things are translated differently. You lose pronouns and stuff. The way you speak changes just because of the dialect.
But to keep all of that logged in your brain, just as you do your regular language, it's just incredible to me that people could be like, I know several languages, and I can jump back and forth between all of them. It's like that's a lot of
languages.
Shit, man.
Here's what fascinates me. Like, okay, we do this show. We talk for a living, quote unquote. The living's not very good, but you know what I'm saying. in a sense, we have our own, like, we're very aware of our own patterns of speech.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And does that, when you go then talk in another language, do those patterns of speech carry over?
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
Like, it's interesting. You'd have to, how would you even
to see
like
how
test
universal,
that? Or,
I don't know. I guess you're the only person.
You'd have to be proficient in that other language and comfortable in it to hold the same type of conversation you would hold in your native language. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. You would have to have a friend that spoke that both those languages
to be able to gauge that.
That'd be like the only way to gauge it.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
That's interesting.
Fucking A. Happens.
I think it is about that time, and only because we've got some. I'm just really excited for it today. I got some goddamn gems.
what could you be talking about?
What could I be talking about? If only I could find the thing. Here it is.
Cool Clips, ladies and gentlemen. Cool Clips. Damn.
You know you want them, baby. You know you got them, baby. You know you want them, baby. You know you got them, baby.
Cool Clips.
Yeah, like I said, I got a few gems. Let me just find my folder here, and we'll be on our way. All right. I think I'm going to start. I'm going to start with this one. I think this is older internet stuff that maybe I just never have seen. It's a pastor talking about buttholes.
God's going to put a cancer in the butthole. God's going to put a cancer in the butthole of every sodomite. Every sodomite's butthole will get cancer in the butthole. It'll burn and burn and burn. They won't be able to sit down because of the burning in their butthole. He can't sit down. He's got a burning in his butthole. He's got a fire. He's got a flame coming out of his butthole. God's going to have a flame coming out of your butthole. You're going to have a flame coming out of your butthole. You thought that AIDS was bad, ain't seen nothing yet until you see the flaming butthole. Your butthole will be flaming, and you will not be able to sit down.
All right.
So... Okay, is this real?
No, it's not. Okay. It's completely cut up, obviously, but right. It's still good. While we're on the train of things that I might have missed on the internet that are a little bit older, okay. They're not exactly like from
That's
this week.
Fine.
I think a lot of people might have seen this. I have not until the other day. This kid, though, he really talk about a bad ass. He's probably the best.
This is Zaz000022. I've been watching porn for like 2 weeks straight. I skipped school. Mom's pissed, but I don't care. I'm probably failing, but I don't care.
He doesn't care. He doesn't give a shit.
He doesn't care.
It's Napoleon Pornomite.
That was really good, Ty. That was great.
That might really, be the name of the show.
That was really good. I gotta hand it to you.
That's a 3-point shot.
Go porn, go. I'm living the life, man.
Oh yeah, man.
I'm living the life.
You look like it.
He looks dehydrated because he's been jerking off so much.
You seen that one though?
I've never seen that one.
This is one that it's a little different, but it falls into clips. We're not gonna be able to play the whole thing. We'll play, I guess, the whole song on break. But I implore all of you out there to check out this new music video. It's DJ Shadow's new music video. And
I like that DJ Shadow.
Dude, it's featuring the Run the Jewels.
Oh, hell yeah.
And it's called Nobody Speak. If you haven't seen it, definitely check it out. Run the Jewels is dope. I don't know anything about Run the Jewels.
I'm a hip-hop head, dude.
Have you not seen this yet?
Yeah, I saw it.
Oh, you did see it. Okay.
I love Run the Jewels.
Have you seen this, Tom?
I haven't seen it.
Well, at least there's somebody in here that hasn't, which is good.
Virgin Watch.
No, that's good. It's really good. I want to talk about how awesome this video is. Because it's centered around like a group of politicians. It's almost like they're at a UN council meeting or like a meeting between neighboring states with politicians that are trying to hash out something.
And these old
white dudes are basically lip syncing and mimicking the rhymes of the two guys that are rapping in the song. It is so dope.
Thank you.
So yeah, production quality is great.
Oh yeah, these guys are killing it.
And this beat is so good.
This is Big Mike, right? Run the Jewels, Big Mike?
Big Mike.
Watch this.
I'm a bag of dicks. Put me to your lips. I am sick. I will punch a baby bear in his shit. Give me lip. I'm gonna send you to the yard. Get a stick, make a switch. I can end the conversation real quick. I am crack. I ain't lying. Kick a lion in his crack. I'm the shit. I will fall off in your crib. Take a shit. Hit your mama on her booty. Kick your dog. Fuck your bitch. Fat boy dressed up like you sat on and took pictures with your kids. We the best. We will cut a fronty face.
Now, like I said, this song is amazing. Yeah. It's great.
And just to put it in context, you kind of set it on, but
yeah.
It's a bunch of government official types around like a huge round table rapping the lyrics to each other.
Until
they're talking shit.
It gets a little too real. Look at that stare. These actors are amazing, by the way.
Yeah, it was really well casted.
He gives him the little pucker in the lips that gives him a kiss. He's out of his chair now. He's pointing at him.
Come at me, motherfucker.
Look at me like that. Flame your crew quicker than Trump fucks his youngest. Now face the flame, fuck is your fame and faith gone with. Charlie Brown, Peppermint, Patty, Linus, and Lucy. Put coke in the doobie, roll woolies to smoke with Snoopy. Still remain that dick rabbit. Grabbing him by his tie. Cause the total of the toolie of murder, you friggin' moves. Oh, it's going down.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah, nails him with a good right.
trumpet
it's
chorus.
Oh shit. You know you just done. Now it's just an all out brawl for like the rest of the video. Yeah. All these politicians.
So dope. And that song is jamming. Run the Jewels, man. They're killing it. Big Mike.
Big Mike
and who's the other dude?
Killer Mike and Irish.
Killer Mike.
I'll have to look them up.
If you're not a fan, you should. You should totally listen to Run the Jewels.
I'll put it on my list, man.
This is like a throwback to kind of older DJ Shadow to me. Like the actual beats and what he's doing. I fucking love some DJ Shadow.
Yeah,
that's really good.
I tell you, I'm not a big fan of the artist, but Andrew Spears' Run the Jewels mural is fucking dope.
Is it really?
Yeah, his Run the Jewels.
I give it up for Andrew.
I like that one.
Nah. He's a friend of the show, man.
Is he?
He is.
Shout out to Spear.
Nah, he is. All right, so
why am I here?
Why am I here again? We're not talking about me. Why am I?
I listen to a lot of Howard Stern.
I do art. I brought a drunk bitch.
I'll bring her back.
But no, that run the Jewels mural is dope.
So anyway, just implore all of you to check that out. Like if you check out any of the clips and you want to check out that song, like it's really fun.
Find it on YouTube, Ono Media?
Nope.
Yeah, it'll be up there. It's you posting all the clips, everybody?
Yeah, I'm posting them as well. Right,
so yeah, you've got links.
And while we're at it, go follow us on Instagram.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ono Radio Show, follow us.
All right. Zach does the Instagram?
I don't really do the Instagram. I just
he maintains it very well.
I just take the things that Tom makes
and post them on Instagram. Hey, you know, someone's got to do
That's why
it.
I haven't posted in a week.
Yeah, it's been a slow couple of weeks. Sorry, everybody.
Moving on. There is a Kickstarter going out there for a new movie.
Oh yeah,
and I think this is right up our alley. We're gonna have to talk to these guys because Stoner Cats in Space is got its official teaser trailer, and they want to turn this, of course, into a full feature film. Ruthless Studios.
Thousands of light years away, deep in another dimension, in the middle of a galactic space battle.
Yes.
On board an evil emperor's spaceship, two brave cats have made a decision.
Yeah! Oh, Stoner Cats in Space.
Stoner Cats in Space!
I like it. Now I'm sold.
Look at these guys getting ripped in their spaceship.
It's a good cat rip.
Cat smoking a bong.
I am not programmed to hear emotions.
It's watching crazy shit on the TV.
Stoner Cats in Space.
Nice.
Man, I am so high right now.
I can't wait. It's gonna be good.
It's like half baked.
I just donated $100 to the campaign as we were watching it.
I mean, really? Like, if somebody thinks that's a good idea, like that's gonna work.
It could sell. Sure. I'd watch it.
Sure. All right.
I ain't going to the theaters, but shit.
Cool.
I'll download it online.
I'll torrent that shit. You want to do? This is gonna get my wrestling out of the way for the evening.
Come on, you got another podcast for that, man.
Yeah, well, this is not something we talk about on our podcast.
That doesn't matter.
It carries over to this one.
Yeah.
Hey, Ono Wrestling is a spinoff show. You gotta acknowledge the spinoff show every once in a while. And by the way, guys, if you're wrestling fans, you want like a full wrestling show, check out onowrestling.com. It's also on iTunes as Ono Wrestling. You'll find me there. Me and Duncan talking about the WWE and the wide wacky world of professional wrestling. And moving on, though, you guys familiar at least with DDP? He's got the DDP yoga thing.
Diamond Dallas Page. I watched
the
documentary with him.
Right on. Yeah. It's a good documentary.
It's good, yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to be a wrestling fan, I think.
No, it was good, yeah.
What is that?
Mostly crickets.
Oh, shut the fuck. Get out of here. Get out of here.
Yeah, why am I entertaining this talk? Crickets. Play crickets. Your clip. We'll play crickets and not talk until it's done.
It's not actually wrestling, though. Again, you've heard of DDP yoga.
Oh, shit.
I will throw pens at your face.
It's relaxing.
Owen doesn't like crickets, okay?
I'm trying to stop it.
Thank you. No, he's got his whole program. It's like a workout program.
Throw it back at him.
And you got to throw back at me.
I didn't mean to hit you in the face, by the way.
You hit him in the face?
Right. I did kind of hit him.
It wasn't too violent of a throw, but it was the face.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's like a slow toss into the side of his face.
No, it wasn't a slow toss. That was a
motherfucker,
fling.
And you gave me back the pen? I will throw it again.
Talk about your fucking wrestling shit so we can be done with it.
Nah, regardless of like the wrestling stuff, he's developed quite a package of like these
yoga
instructional videos, exercise videos.
He's yoga whole, pants? Is he selling DDP yoga pants?
I bet
pants?
He does. I bet he does.
Owen owns a pair. And he doesn't even do yoga.
They're his jammy pants.
Yeah. They feel great. he's kind of got like a whole complex set up down. I think it's in Tampa, and he's got a whole like media production. Is he California? He might be California.
No, he's in Florida.
Is he Florida?
Yeah. In the documentary, he was in Florida.
Wherever the fuck he is, he's got a kind of a whole production studio and a whole setup for doing like these, you know, yoga stuff. He's trying to be like, I would say, almost a new media or sort of entrepreneur. Come up with different ideas of how to market and sell.
Right.
You know.
Right. He took his name and developed it and into something else.
So he's doing like a Billy Mays thing where he's like pitching things. Kind of. Is he a pitch man?
No, he's not a pitch man. No, he's a pitch man for doing his own product. But he's creating his own content and product and in innovative ways using apps and you know, paid services, all that sort of stuff.
He's hustling,
and I have respect for the guy. This is his latest concept, and it's essentially you all like set your alarm.
The marketing behind it is genius. I don't mean to interrupt, but the whole, you know, it's marketed behind. He was an ex wrestler. They do damage on their body, and so, you know, he created this yoga plan or, you know, yoga exercise program to help, you know, those wrestlers, and that's where it stemmed. And that's
correct.
Really just the
low impact routine that can help you get fit and lose weight, even if you have a lot of back pain or knee pain, that stuff. It's the whole that's the whole way it's marketed.
Yeah, sorry.
Now he's come up with a new app, and it's a free app. You all set your when you have to wake up for like early, you set your alarm. Do you just use your phone like I do now?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. It's just standard.
So that's a standard thing. I can't believe nobody's thought of this yet, but it's like in everyday service, DDP wakes you up with his basically new video that will be him yelling at you to wake up. This is the first video alarm clock.
The red button, right?
Wake up like never before.
I don't want to wake up to this.
So in dodgeballs at my face.
Yo. Monkey, get out of bed!
Dumbest, I hate
it's
it.
It's going to be a great day.
Oh my God. Fucking hate it.
I would just be...
I had a lot of respect for him.
I would just be woken up
that.
In a pissy mood after that.
Yeah, I would be too.
I would fucking hate that. I had respect for him through the whole yoga thing and all his other entrepreneur endeavors. That one is garbage.
What if we develop our own app that wakes you up with Ono sounds and like make it really cool?
Now, if we did it, it'd be cool.
Yeah.
Sure.
Ours would just be Ty puking and wake you up and you'd run to the bathroom, you get the daily puke count. You'd run to the bathroom to puke just from hearing him puke and then you'd be awake.
And then it's like the alcoholic's alarm clock. Yeah. It lets you know to wake up and puke so you'll feel better.
We should do like a Ono radio show white noise machine. There's like puke, peeing on the fence.
Yeah. That's a really good idea. We can get on that.
Or like with like the sleeping soundtrack. We could do that, you know, like you know, ocean sounds, but I don't know.
Every once in a while,
Owen smoking a cigarette, like
there's someone fucking on the beach in the back in the distance. There's someone fucking on the beach, like,
someone pissing on the fence, you know, just a trickle down.
Love it.
Our own ambient noise relaxation album.
I dig it.
Every once in a while, you hear a bottle open or a can open,
Tie mixing Bloody Marys
at the clank of the glass.
Yeah, I'm telling you, we could run with this. Yeah.
I love this idea.
Another two POCs, one show.
Perfect. I love it. Zach, you coming up with ideas tonight.
I'm the idea man.
I don't know, man. Fucking he's good. Feed him.
Shark Tank Zach over here. Yeah. He's killing it. We do have one last clip, though.
Okay.
And it might be the most horrifying thing I've seen in a while.
Okay.
We've seen some horrifying shit every
God, I know. What could top the other shit?
Well, when you see it, you'll know. This is the Dragon Lady, folks. The is Dragon
this,
Lady.
Oh, this, you don't know about
Is this Ty's grandma? Ty, you know this girl?
Yeah, she's
Ty, cool. Is this one of your aunts?
She's not in the family, okay. But, you know.
There is an this, okay, right?
Before we play this clip, can someone describe her? Ty, you got this?
She's well tatted. She's got a spider web around the neck going down to the breasticle area.
She's tattooed pretty much everywhere on her arms with scales.
Oh. But not even like tattooed.
She's very scaly.
It's just scales.
She's got scales on her face. She's fully tattooed on the face.
She's also like plastic surgery narrowed her nose.
What's
down.
On her eyes? Are those glasses?
The clip will explain all of it. Okay. So let me play it.
All right, fine.
My name is Eva Tiamat Baphomet Medusa, God. Also known as the Dragon Lady.
Or for short, you can call her Tiamat.
Tiamat is the Akkadian five-headed dragon.
And a legitimate question is, what is the Dragon Lady's preferred pronoun?
She only has one head.
I prefer to be called an it, just like a snake.
Besides transforming itself into a dragon, Tiamat is also a transsexual.
Getting rid of my male genitalia, which I haven't done yet. It's on the chopping block.
But how does one become a dragon? Wait. According to Tiamat, it's slowly, through body modification.
My first modifications towards my reptilian transformation were my horns. In the year 2000, I got my third set of horns, which is what I have now. In 2007, I got my five eyebrow dome implants. I have five dome implants, implants along each eyebrow to bring out that I wanted to bring out my forehead and give my face a more reptilian look. My next major mod, I started my tattoo work. My tattoo work is going to be a full body suit patterned after the Western Diamondback rattlesnake. My next major modification, the removal of my ears.
She cut off her fucking ears.
Yeah, she doesn't have ears.
We'll say it. It likes to be called it. So it. Because it's cut off. It's a man.
It's a chick with a dick.
Well, it cut off like, oh my God. It literally. The whole canal and all the main part of the ear.
It's literally just the innards.
That's got to be so dangerous, though. That's all like exposed.
Totally not good.
That could get infected.
How do you clean that shit?
Fucking like, shit. There's this a reason is totally that stuff extreme.
Is there.
I don't want to watch this anymore.
Yes, also,
you're going to have nightmares.
Also,
have nightmares.
You lose your, like, part of your hearing isn't right anymore because part of the actual outer lobe does reflect sound. Okay. Into the inner ear.
Jesus Christ. How can that, like, the ethics into this the whole thing, like, a doctor do that? Is she going down to Mexico to get this done?
I gotta be honest with you. Dude, people in America, this country, if you got the money, they'll do it. Yeah. You can find somebody to do
Where
it.
Where the fuck is she getting the money? Is it a little bit for the circus?
It shows a little bit of one of her surgery.
That's all you can do. So expensive to get all that surgery done.
What can you do for work looking like that?
What are you doing?
Yeah, I see.
You remember this shit?
No.
I don't know what the fuck you're playing.
Ty's all about putting shit on his phone tonight.
This might be worth it.
Do you see?
This is Jacoby changing.
Do you see? This is the Dragon Lady changing. Do you see?
She's changing.
I don't know. What is that from?
Red Dragon.
Red Dragon.
Oh, sorry. Oh, I don't.
Great movie.
Classic.
I read that book.
Callback.
It's a good book.
It's a great book.
All right. Whatever.
That's the only reason I like that you brought it up.
I had two procedures done on my nose.
On her nose.
Was basically to reshape the nose, remove all the
Ty's puke count is about to increase.
I like it, man.
My puke count's going to increase.
She's had, like, the end of her nose, like, stitched down, so
which is even crazier.
Okay, so
stitched down to its face, and then like slits where the nostrils would be, like on the sides of the nose.
Remove the nostrils and remove the septum completely.
I'm gonna eat these apples.
Down, reattaching the skin to my upper lip. Now I have what is now my dragon nose, with a bigger nostril, and which are basically slits right up.
Wowzers!
To my nose.
Okay.
And I can breathe so much easier now.
Pick your nose? I've seen that.
The tongue split where it's got two, you know.
And finally,
all of this.
Sorry.
All of this has had to amount to at least a mil, right? Like all this constructive surgery.
It seems pretty fucking
because
expensive.
Those are like extreme, they extreme. Are,
it looks pretty good. Procedures. It's not like she's scarred up.
She spent a lot of money.
Yeah, I would love to know.
Eyes and
yeah,
shit
she
too.
Dyed her eyes. Here's video of her getting the eye dyeing surgery. She dyed them green, like the white part green.
Finally, the green eyes of a dragon.
That's kind
of
cool. I do that.
Dyeing the whites of the eyes.
Has some purple eyes.
You can see I have green eyes now. What is and basically the scleric, which is the white part of my eyeballs, were stained.
Tiamat was born
they do that
in
19-
and that's him when he in like his teens.
Does
yeah.
he have a face tattoo there or what is that?
I don't know, that might just be the picture.
Yeah.
I think it might just be the like
he's
a
got
smudge
a really bad eye booger.
I don't know what that is.
1961 as Check Richard out, Hernandez.
Though. I was born
no,
in the
it's like
of
a something.
Phoenix,
scar or
it does look like something. You're right. It might be a scar.
He was scratched by a lizard and then
good
he
looking
wanted to
guy.
Be one.
Decent looking
good
guy.
Good looking guy.
Nothing. Yeah, exactly.
Especially with that, what do you call those ties?
Oh, the bolo ties.
The bolo ties. Not everyone can rock a bolo.
He's rocking
that. That dude's rocking.
Look at his
polo.
Hair. I could go surfboarding on his hair. I mean,
yeah,
he's got
that
lovely wave.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh man, what a dreamboat.
That's a Hawaiian vacation.
But this is the obviously the backstory that we need to get into. It's like,
sure.
Don't we all ask what makes a person?
Yeah.
Like,
do
go this
that.
Crazy or well, do all that? You know.
Well, not go to the extreme, but
right.
go past the extreme.
Past the
like,
extreme.
Like he's got part of the equation, kind of what a lot of people are doing now, where you know the Caitlyn Jenner thing, where it's like all of a sudden the guy's like, you know what, I'm really a girl, and that
right.
happens. But when you say I'm really a girl, but I'm also a girl dragon.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
a whole other
and
level
I'm,
there.
I'm willing to do all this to show
oh,
you,
man. Mm-hmm. And it just
Her
I can't imagine
spent...
the pain.
Exactly
the physical
pain. Check it out. Here's
walking around.
Hear the backstory. Hear the sob story backstory.
Trying to get a job.
Born to a family of migrant workers who traveled with each harvest.
My mom and dad met on the fields, they eloped and they were married.
But it wasn't the childhood anyone would wish for.
I think I was in the first grade when my mother and my stepdad ended up taking us down to close to where my grandparents live, actually on the property of the ranch, and abandoned myself and two of my siblings. They lived in Houston, so Houston was my first real home as a child.
After that, Tiamat says she preferred to think of her parents as reptilians.
Now the guy's referring to
him as a she.
So that's confusing.
He's taking like the superhero approach where he's like Batman in it. He's like becoming one with a creature
right.
that has some like symbolism to him.
I was born to my human mother in Phoenix, in the Phoenix area, but I was born to my reptilian parents when my mother and my stepfather abandoned me in the woods.
Young Richard was fascinated by the snakes he found in the nearby forest.
My whole transformation today is basically an honor to my reptilian parents, which are the rattlesnakes, the Western Diamondback in particular.
Shunned by family and friends for being openly gay.
My grandfather didn't understand that because he just didn't understand that I was not really a boy.
He left home after high school and eventually had a son.
Whoa. So, okay, now the story turns.
A little not gay.
Imagine that guy bringing home his first love to meet your dragon mother.
They talk about
your
his
dragon
son.
Mother dad.
Mother dragon mother dad.
Your mother dragon dad.
That's a new sitcom coming to Fox this fall.
Listen to this.
The news went around that I was going to become a father. One of my friends came and asked me, how did that happen? And I said, how do you think it happened?
But after Tiamat was rejected by his now teenage son.
So he's rejected by his teenage son.
Yeah.
It decided to
naturally.
Make a dragon, its preferred modification.
So he's a gay guy.
Layers upon layers.
This is like, there's just layers
in my head.
Yeah. I know, of just fucking bullshit.
I sure Tiamat got an agent
after
this.
I feel kind of bad about it, you know? Like, you've had a shit life.
Not at all.
I mean, he's had shit life.
He didn't have a shit life.
He just found an escape through something very unnatural.
Yeah. An odd escape.
And we loved Pokemon. I'm hoping that when he sees me now, he will look at a beautiful dragon instead of seeing his father that made mistakes and was not a perfect dad.
So what kind of reaction does Tiamat get while in public? Mostly good.
People love me. I go out and...
Yeah, I don't buy that.
No.
I don't buy that in the slightest. It does...
I'm tired of it.
I'm tired of it too. There's something else that is revealed at the end of the clip that he's HIV positive too. And like, just to throw that in there.
Dragon AIDS.
And then they have him. They have a clip with like him with like the neighborhood kids.
Dragon AIDS is the worst.
And like the neighborhood's like. People from the neighborhood all around their house, and he's like making cotton candy for all the kids.
AIDS candy?
Yeah, I would not be getting my kid anywhere near kid, that cotton candy. Yeah.
Listen, or the dragon it at all.
Imagine what the parents are like. Listen, you do not go near the dragon lady, and you do not take cotton candy from her.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You shall not take cotton candy from the lair.
I will say too, talking about weird like experiences with kids, in
are
the
you,
neighborhood.
Are you a dad?
I am not. I am not a dad. Not
congratulations.
What a lead-in with the dragon lady shit.
I
think there's a child in my neighborhood that would even be better off if I was her parent.
That's bad. That's bad. Yeah.
You've seen her running around. Were they running around right when I got
here?
Yeah, right, that one, that little girl?
They were picking flowers and they in came up yard? And said hi to me very oddly.
Yeah, well, here's what happened.
Friendly children.
I get home from school. I get home from work one day. And I pull in my driveway and I get out of the car and she just happens to be rolling by. She's the sweetest little girl, right? She's just like, hello, how are you?
Yeah.
How was your day?
Does she know
like,
you by name?
Super talkative. And I have to talk to her. Somebody, well, I'm good. And she's like, you look like you're a cat person. Are you a cat person? And I'm like, yeah, I like cats. I got a cat inside. She's like, I love cats too. And then she's like, well, okay, goodbye. And that was that. I'm like, oh, well, that's a cute little girl. You know, like that was sort of sweet. Like my
Is she dirty?
She's a little dirty. She's dirty. She's got she's definitely got like dirty knees. And, like,
she's not wearing shoes.
Like, no, she's almost never wearing shoes.
So she's like a little boxcar child.
Yeah, she's like a little boxcar child. Exactly. She's like,
there's a little child commune somewhere down the road.
I know where she's living. Ooh. And I know she's living with
crackheads.
Kind of crackheads. And it's like a whole family have moved into this very small house. And she has the little girl has a younger brother that I've seen. She was hanging around today. And like, it doesn't seem like the best situation is all I'm saying.
So you're going to adopt her?
No.
Congratulations.
It doesn't end there. And doesn't end there because the following day after my first interaction with her, she comes by a little bit later. I'm sitting on the porch and she comes by and she's just like, yeah, so that cat that lives over there, the black and white one, it bit me this morning.
Jesus Christ.
Is she still bleeding?
I'm like, oh,
I have rabies.
Well, it's so fucking ridiculous. Like, that's kind of like the conversation we had. The first thing I do is like, okay, let me at least get rid of all liability in this situation. Make sure that she knows that ain't my cat that bit her. Right, she told her parents that was my cat. I'm like, ain't my cat, you know? Like,
yeah, your cat's an inside cat.
My cat's the only cat I have is an inside cat. So it's not my problem, not my fault.
Little gingy.
So then she's like, here, I'll show you. And she runs up. I'm like, oh, no. Like,
was
now
it
she's
grotesque?
No, it wasn't bad.
It was a
bite mark.
She's a dirty ghetto kid.
It was a
bite
mark.
She's a DGK.
She's like, my parents said it's a
hood rat
thing.
In training.
It's a good thing that I don't, that cat didn't have rabies. Otherwise, I'd be in the hospital right now.
But she didn't go to the hospital. She doesn't know.
I don't think she knows what a hospital is.
Yeah.
And then she's like, I'm 7 years old and my name is blah, blah, blah. And like,
you're like, I don't want to know that.
And that's the thing.
You're
dude.
Like, fuck.
I'm like, I'm drinking a beer. I'm drinking a beer. I'm sitting on my own porch, but I'm like, little girl, you need to like
go back to your awful home.
Do I help
here right now? Like,
but did you consider like what was your thought process? Were you like, I need to help this kid, but what
like,
the
a
fuck?
Little bit of that. A little bit of that,
but,
for sure.
But at the same time, it's like that's a big endeavor.
Oh yeah,
and
it's a tough position
she's
to put yourself
me if
in.
She knows. Is there any other kids around here? I moved here 3 weeks ago. I'm just trying to find some kids, like
what
my, you know, like
that's
my
sad,
age.
Dude.
Like
her parents.
I'm not convinced she's going to school.
If you see her out during the day, she ain't going to school. See, now that sucks, dude.
And we need. Hey, after the show, we're gonna go bang on these fucking crackheads.
You know, it's but it seriously is like
DCF on these motherfuckers.
I don't.
but you can always call somebody.
Exactly. Like, no, dude. At what point?
You may want to if it keeps up.
If I see it for like another week more or something, I think I'm going to have
just just anonymous call and say, look, you know, and honestly, you're just being a good Samaritan looking out for a kid.
Yeah, just be honest about the situation. This is
what
happened.
That's terrible, man.
Yeah. This is what I've seen. I'm not claiming
and
anything.
Fuck those people, dude. If they're not fit to raise a kid, take the fucking kid from them,
get
man.
That fucking kid out of there.
And they have two fucking kids. Bullshit. They have two kids. And the fact that she is like...
She fucking got bit by that cat and didn't even go home. Like,
probably not. No.
Her parents didn't give a shit. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Hey, I say give it a week, dude.
Yeah, man.
Call DCF.
I think it might have to happen. It's an unfortunate thing.
If it becomes a recurring
thing.
And what's so sad about that is that's the best thing you can do to her.
Yeah.
But you don't know what's going to happen to her after that.
Exactly.
It could be even worse. You know what I mean?
Because then she could become a kid that's just in the system.
In the system, yeah.
I will say, though, that all aside, I think she needs to be taught a little smarter about like running up to random people.
Obviously.
Like,
that,
like, and like, but that, because, but she's such a, like,
she's
a little personality and she's roaming the neighborhood just chatting
to everybody. 7 years old.
It doesn't seem like nobody has tabs on this girl.
Seem
and
like
that's even
something's
sadder.
Off.
There's a couple odd houses in this neighborhood.
No, fuck no, dude.
Fuck
you,
those people, though.
You don't,
kids
no.
walking up.
Yeah, you do
I don't
not.
Want that.
You should never see a kid that young unless they're your next door neighbor, like on your block, and you know that family and them. They should not be roaming the
fucking
streets.
I mean, totally. That just makes you think, too. It's like, here's this kid, 7 years old, should be in the system, going to fucking school. What the fuck are her parents doing? Just fucking off with their lives and saying, oh, I'll just feed you twice a day.
Yeah, and then just do whatever you want.
Be a fucking awful human being.
What if I was a sicko, though? You know? Like,
oh, yeah,
totally.
Exactly.
You know, what, I mean, and I
and
know.
They're out there. They're in your neighborhood.
I've looked at the map.
I know
the houses that are like.
They're around here.
They're
know,
around
dude,
here. There's some fucking real creepos.
I know you have already considered it, but I highly encourage you to do something about the situation.
It's kind of like I'm observing from afar right now, having to make that judgment call, and it's a tough one for me to make. Like, I
see where it goes.
Still, I
maybe
suggest
just,
you still have patience.
Maybe
I know you guys are mad, but we know
I disagree.
What 10% of the situation,
I
maybe
disagree.
Less.
That's the
we
thing.
We don't know anything about that girl's life or her parents.
It is the tip of the iceberg
situation.
Then this is what you do next time you're walking around.
But,
when you see her walking around, you ask her, "Hey, can we go to your house?
Right?
You're like, let's walk to your house. I want to meet your parents. You know? And then you see what the real what the real situation is, and from the second you're there, you'll know whether she should not be there or she should live there. That's
right.
How you,
that's
you're
true.
Right.
Not wait on the situation. That's the next time you see her. I think
see
that's
the living
what you
conditions.
Yeah.
Because
just,
you'll
just
know
set
immediately.
Eyes on it for yourself.
Fucking A, man. Like, God, I didn't ask for that.
I know you didn't, but at the same time,
it,
you know,
dude,
I guess
come on, you gotta do.
There's certain things in society and
the
just life that you have to do So. With that
look out
downer,
for kids.
I'm sorry.
Oh no, radio show
downer.
Loves the kids.
Love the kids.
Love the kids.
We are gonna go to break. I am gonna play that DJ Shadow album as we go.
Hopefully
on
hopefully that little girl's out there and she
I'm
can
gonna
hang with us.
Yeah,
right. I'm
she
only
might
gonna
do the second segment with us. We'll talk
I'm only
about
gonna
her
skip
cat
the
bite.
The opening track.
Opening track is the title track of the album. It's good, but don't worry.
Yeah.
Start with the Hot Fire.
I'm gonna start with
awesome.
The Hot Fire.
Hot Fire.
Play the whole song that we played earlier, and then we will just go. You'll go through the album. So
the
enjoy. We will be back in about 10 to 15 minutes. Fuck your dreams.
Fuck your dreams.
I got to piss on the fence
and
get ready for the second
Nobody
segment.
Talk. Nobody gets choked.
Right. Again, this is some DJ Shadow. Nobody speak.
Picture this. I'm a bag of dicks. Put me to your lips. I am sick. I will punch a baby bear in his shit. Give me lip. I'ma send you to the yard. Get a stick. Make a switch. I can end the conversation real quick. I am crack. I ain't lying. Kick a lion in his crack. I'm the shit. I will fall off in your crib. Take a shit. Hit your mama on the booty. Kick your dog. Fuck your bitch.
All right, second segment, motherfucking take two.
Hell yeah.
God damn. Thank you, Internet. Thank you, Bright House.
Thank you, Internet,
for providing us with an extra long break. But hey. So, you did bring up a really interesting point, and it kills me that, you know, we didn't get any of that live or recorded. But fucking, you're absolutely right about people with Stranger Things.
Wow. Did I hit a point to talk about?
It was a great show.
It was.
And it is a great show.
Let's all go and say we all like Stranger Things.
But there are,
we agree on
we
that.
We love it. We love it. But at the same time, there are so many people that are just, I think, too overly obsessed with it.
Obsessed.
Right now.
Obsessed.
That's anything, though, man. That's anything.
But
and
it's
just right
all
now,
over
right now,
every Facebook
things.
Like feed, like it's just like Stranger Things this, Stranger Things that, and it's it. I don't know. Like, this,
and I think we also said the idea of like nowadays with social media and like shit coming out, and people having opinions. It's so right down the line. You either fucking are crazy about something, or you just fucking shit on it and you hate it.
Yep.
And guess what? Stranger Things flipped the coin and it landed on. We all liked it. So.
I think also,
second
though.
Second season, baby.
Second season, which, you know, 2017 makes sense. It's good.
Let's cool it for a little bit.
It'll die out, though, right? The Stranger Things thing, it'll die out before the.
We can only hope.
I don't think that's going to impact us like it did the first time, though, right?
No.
Like that's.
We'll see.
It's always tough to come over a giant explosion like that with a sophomore season.
But I can see.
Tough.
I can see Stranger Things having a good run, like you know, at least three or four. They got the kid thing going, and the people. Love the kids.
The kids.
And,
they love the kids.
And the kids are going to grow up. It's like your fucking Harry Potter.
Well, it's awesome.
For Netflix.
Because,
you know what I mean? Like, the kids are going to grow up.
It's fantastic
because
they're the protagonists, but we still like, it's not a kiddie show.
Well, right. Also,
yeah,
too, like,
exactly. And they're smart ass kids.
Mm-hmm. Listen,
like, they're
very smart kids. The guys that made it were brilliant. They tickle the nostalgia bone. Everybody can take something from it, feel something from it.
Everyone, generations, multiple generations.
You know, and that's the thing. And I think that's going to keep people going with it. But yeah, it's an crazy fandom. I mean, it's crazy.
By the way, if you do want to talk to us about anything this evening, including anything we talked about on the first half of the show or Stranger Things even, you can do so by giving us a ring.
Do not call this show.
3-2-1. 3-3-2-0-1-8-6.
And that's 3-2-1-3-3-2-0-1-8-6 or Skype us at Ono Radio Show.
Hilson.
Speaking of things on Netflix, though, I've been on a kick of just watching these weird ass serial killer documentaries.
Oh,
lately.
I've already seen them all. Have you seen them all?
Oh, murder porn, dude.
If I'm gonna watch anything on television, Netflix, anything, it's a murder.
It's
like
murder
dude, that's
crime,
all my
like,
girlfriend watches. If I'm not around in a couple of weeks, just I'm telling you, start there.
Have you guys watched the one where it's like a British guy and it's just like a sit down one-on-one with a guy in prison that was a serial killer? Have you guys watched that one?
I'm sorry.
I might have missed that one.
He was a British guy.
Yeah, it's in a real dark room. The guy's in like a white jumpsuit.
The whole movie?
No, it's just...
It's shot in one room?
It's just, it's kind of just like one-on-one interviews. And they go to like clips and you know, photos and
serial
stuff,
killer?
Whatever. But no, you talk. It's like an interview
with a serial killer. Yeah, that show's fucking crazy.
Nuts.
And yeah, every story
is different.
He's
a big fat fuck, right?
Yeah, yeah. He's kind of dumb, like he's like
looks
retarded.
That show's incredible.
There's a few. There's one fucking like New York guy, white guy on that show that fucking murdered like three people in the street.
Jesus Christ.
And he does an interview about it. That show's fucking nuts. I'm all into that shit, dude.
Is that on your queue right now?
No, I mean, I've been watching all those types of things. Like, I don't know what does that say about us? Like, I don't know why.
That's just human nature, man. I mean, look at fucking.
I think we're all psychopaths.
You know, fucking
in some
thousands
way.
Of years ago, they had fucking coliseums to watch people die.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's just.
Dude, people used to go watch people get crucified.
Yeah.
Wow.
I feel like it's in all of us to
watch the difference is, you know, people in history saw death live.
Yeah.
The majority of people. Now we just see it on TV.
And we all just kind of have this weird fascination with somebody that I think is so twisted.
Yeah.
It's like,
sure.
What makes that person tick?
I think the psychological angle is, you know, because I'll always like I said, my girlfriend, I'm always like, what is with you liking this stuff? And she's just like, I just find it interesting that there people are like this. Like, it's a kind of a disease that hits these people.
What makes them like that? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
what,
I think
what,
that's it.
Why did their brain evolve to do that?
Nature,
and my brain
nurture,
is like my brain. You know what I mean? Like, what?
It's a lot of desensitizing as well. Like, you think about, like people like that, it's incredible when you see someone like a serial killer have a total, complete lack of empathy, but also act in the real world like they do. It's putting on a mask.
And that's
when
shit gets really crazy. Yeah,
it really is. It's bizarre. It's bizarre and fascinating. Fascinating to me too is in watching these things, like how many, maybe not serial killers, but murderers, are like out of jail.
They
have done their time and are out of jail.
Yeah, like third degree murder.
That is a really
bizarre
thing to me. Like, you think of murder and it's like,
yeah, man,
you took a lot. You should be in jail for life, right? Like, that's what you think.
I mean,
it's not like that at all.
You know,
some of them are serving 20.
There's
15,
you know,
30.
The counter argument with which is what I would agree with is the way it's set up. You know, I believe in the judiciary system, and if they're doing that amount of time, it was probably what, third degree murder, or like, you know, so maybe it could have been, Owen, you wanted to kill somebody and I just happened to be there, and you told me about it and I didn't stop it, now I'm in prison for that. You know what I mean?
Oh,
so,
really? You think, yeah,
I mean it could happen like that.
But that's not who I'm talking about. Like,
you're talking about like the first degree
killed
got
people.
Caught,
well, first
tried
degree murder,
and went to jail.
You're going for life, dude.
Not all the time. No. Not in some of these
some
sentences.
Of those fuckers
and
do
not
get
back
get
in the
released.
Day. Like,
yeah, you're right.
Back in the day, I think they were a little less harsh, like even in like the 70s and stuff. And so some of those guys are out now. Did you even know that Malcolm X, I don't know his name, but Malcolm X's assassin is still alive and out of jail?
Wow.
Like,
how long did he do?
I'll be damned.
I don't know. We'd have to look that up, obviously.
Hopefully he doesn't like Donald Trump.
I really think the bigger problem is, 60s? You know, murderers, like, okay, after 30 years, if you only murdered one guy, you know, I know this sounds crazy, but you did 30 years.
Yeah.
Maybe you listen, hear me out. Maybe you are rehabilitated. You were 18, you killed a guy. Now you're, you know, fucking 48.
Right,
48.
Right.
And you've done 30 years behind bars. Okay, hear me out. The problem is rapists getting out.
Yeah,
rapists get out
quicker than
murderers.
Yeah, look at
and
that
rapists,
fucking douchey kid.
Yeah, and rapist is a premeditated. That's not a spur of the moment beef thing. That's not like shit
right.
crazy. Rapist is a psychological fucking twist.
Yeah,
you know,
and they
get out more than murderers.
I think you're right
that's
about that.
That's the fucking problem.
I would agree wholeheartedly.
Huh?
That fucking asshole. That fucking kid
just got away with it.
The Duke
yeah.
guy,
oh, Brock.
Right?
Yeah, that's that motherfucker, and he's not the only one.
Was he from
one.
Duke? I kind of where he was from.
No, it wasn't Duke. It was.
It was one of the.
It was in North Carolina, right? Running this Chapel.
Is it Chapel Hill? Hill? It might be.
Maybe.
No.
Who
it was
fucking
one of those
knows?
Fucking,
we're not a
fucking it was one
fuck
of those
him.
White boy fucking little schools that you know, you got money.
That
if
was
going.
A good old boy system at work, right?
He
there.
He fucking yeah, and he got away. Like rapists are getting out, and that's fucked up. More
fucked
up.
That is fucked.
He got out early on good behavior.
I can understand murder.
What the
you guys
fuck?
Have never wanted to murder someone? Fuck you.
I'll be honest with you. That I hope that kid, which I know he will,
that's
he's going to live in torment for a long time.
I certainly hope so.
Yeah.
He deserves
you
all.
You don't show your fucking little scumbag face anywhere, dude.
Do you guys see all the... I don't know if... Maybe it might be my community because I work where I work. I work in the industry I work with a lot of performers, with a lot of, you know, industry entertainment people,
right?
But I don't know if you came across any of the, you know, complete, like, oh my God, fucking people freaking out about nothing over this Wells Fargo ad that came out.
No.
It was I heard all, about this. Yeah.
It was all about basically, like, was an actor, now he's a botanist. Wells Fargo, doing better at life, making more money.
Like,
was,
your
like,
profession is dying.
That's an odd advertising.
It was basically
campaign.
Like slamming the arts in favor of
it's
like.
It's a little fucked up.
It was,
it
like,
is,
it
and
was
it
like
is a
saying,
little fucked
fuck
up.
Your dreams, go get a real job.
It is exactly what it is saying. The thing that it kills me
fuck
about
creativity.
It.
Creativity. Work in a bank.
No, it wasn't necessarily that. I don't know what the promotion
honestly,
was exactly
it's
for.
I feel like the right. people that made that ad were just everybody's parents. They were just fuck you, get a real job.
While you're looking for that, do you also hear about the little bit of fraud they just did?
They got fucked.
I don't like Wells Fargo. I've been having to deal with them a lot at work.
I actually
fuck those stagecoach driving
motherfuckers.
With Wells Fargo. I thought I liked them. I bank with them, the asses, but Yeah, man, they got in trouble for they made a whole bunch of bank accounts, fake Whoa. Bank accounts, to get their bonuses for all their employees or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, holy shit, Wells Fargo.
God damn it. No wonder I need a new goddamn debit card. You motherfuckers. Yeah, man. You're the ones using
it. On. Now to think about it, this could all be some it's weird all connected. Fucking web of deceit.
Y'all got to get on Navy Fed. Navy Fed's that bank.
That's where it's at.
Navy Fed's where it's at.
I've heard Fairwinds is good
hey,
stuff.
Hey, as long as you got someone in your family that's military, you get on Navy Fed, dude. I don't got
no Navy, motherfuckers.
You're not even American, dude.
I can't even get in that.
So, Zach, how much service do I have to do to get into this bank?
You don't. Dude, do you have anyone in your family?
Yeah, I do.
Then you can get Navy Fed.
Oh, that's cool.
And Navy Fed, dude.
I see all those awesome commercials.
They'll get
it.
You them low interest rates, bro. They'll give you that good credit card.
America.
They got the chip that you can swipe and chip.
Oh,
ooh. I'm out. I'm going there tomorrow.
Fancy.
Sign me up.
So yeah, no, they found the ad. One of them says a ballerina yesterday. An engineer today. Let's get them ready for tomorrow.
Let's wake
That's
them up.
So odd.
The other one is
what the fuck?
Okay, and it's
after yesterday, a botanist today. Let's get them ready for tomorrow.
He would have never made
God
it as a fucking
it,
actor. Look at that kid.
And what does that have to do with a bank? Is this a job thing? Like,
I guess what it's telling them is let them make money so they can bank with Wells Fargo.
What the fuck?
I think it's for like a younger, like setting them up with a new like their account, like right. get yeah. them like financially.
But
like,
tell them
savvy.
Not to follow their fucking dreams.
Right. Like they were a kid ballerina and now they're an engineer. Like
it is. I see why people are outraged. In a
but
sense.
All the people
yeah,
that are outraged are actors and ballerinas.
Here's what kills me about the whole argument is that these people that are doing it, most of them are pretty actually successful actors within the community.
Yeah.
They can just sort of say, fuck you. Like, I make money. I put it into Wells Fargo.
Oh,
you
sure.
know?
Yeah.
Like, and
I mean,
I've
and
seen,
there's people
I've seen
that
a few
are
people
career
say that.
Actors.
And they're career actors. And one of them was just like, I don't take offense at all. In fact, I'm almost honored because I know that I've made my living mm-hmm. and banked with this bank. And you know what I mean? Like, it almost makes me feel better. Like,
as,
I'm more
as,
of a
as
success.
As he went out dressed as Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
I don't know. It's a little insensitive. It is stupid that they're throwing that out there. I mean, because...
It's a low blow.
I mean, what it should be is, like, with little kids. And it should be, like, a T-ball player today, you know,
right.
this
that
tomorrow,
makes sense.
Or,
you know, humans, you're just gross.
Right. You know...
Not... Going
not
from,
like teenage kids that are obviously like
yeah,
in high
developing
school
in their lives.
And hey, I might want to be an actor.
I
you
hate
know?
That they shit on the arts. If you yeah. if you want to do something, you can do it. If you fucking put your heart
yes.
into it,
Thank
go
you.
Fucking
exactly.
do it.
You're going to have a little bit of talent at what you're doing.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
But if you love it.
I mean, really listen, helps. if you're 35 and you're working some shit costume job at Disney, maybe you want to be a botanist now. Maybe it's not too late.
And Wells yeah. Fargo can help you with
and
that?
And you need to go see the people,
go
good, the
Wells.
Good, straightforward people at Wells
Get you
Fargo.
That botanist degree. Yeah. Get you that botany degree.
Move out botanist. To move out to Denver and just cash that check.
Dude, that's going to be a thing, right? Like,
oh,
those
yeah.
Those
botany
guys are...
like, Dr. Green Thumb, I'm making money.
Yeah, yeah. man.
And, are you fucking yeah. kidding me? Holy shit.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
That was the new gold mine. That was the gold rush,
I
man.
Should
it
show
was
them how,
rush.
I should just go out to Denver, show them how awesome my garden is, and I'll definitely get a job.
They're
right?
like, this man has cigarette trees.
yeah.
No one has cigarette trees.
They're rolling in their own.
Organic.
They're just growing Camel Lights.
The very first organic Camel Lights.
That'd be dope, man.
Yeah, man.
I can't wait dope. For your cigarette garden.
It's going to be, it's great.
I hope you hang some Christmas lights out of for the holidays.
You start cross pollinating.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Isn't it weird?
It's a cigarillo tree.
Isn't it weird? We were talking a little bit about it earlier tonight, you know, like we're officially starting like the end of the summer. Like we're almost there. We almost made it.
I want to start slow clap for
you
that.
You know what I mean? This is to everybody listening.
I really do.
I've been doing that since June.
That lives in Orlando. This is for everyone. We've almost done it, guys. We conquered another 2016, yeah. Hottest summer, I think, on record.
Ever.
That's
even
true.
If it's the temperature, even if the temperatures weren't as hot, it was still the hottest summer ever.
Yeah. I feel like we need to make shirts to say, we did it, summer 2016.
Yeah, like those ones you get after you ride Jurassic Park, and they're like, right. I survived Jurassic Park.
I survived, yeah.
And I want a big sun with sunglasses on with a huge smile.
Summer.
We did it, Orlando. We made it through.
September is here.
You've earned it, Orlando.
You know what?
This is what always fucking happens. It always happens. You're talking about the hope.
It's all going to be taken away the second October hits. No, he's actually 100% right. He's 100% right.
We got to get through October.
Orlando in particular, and Florida in general, has this like 2 week period where it's like teasing you of, ooh, it feels kind of nice.
It might be
a change of a season. And then it goes back to fuck you in the ass. Well, we're gonna give you another four weeks.
That's why we just got that hurricane. That hurricane came through. Now we're good for two weeks.
And if you don't remember, it's gonna be hot as shit again. That always happens after hurricanes too. It takes all the nasty shit out of the air. It usually makes a couple nice days.
I'm saying we need more hurricanes here.
Yeah. SBK was always right that we need a hurricane to douche things out every once in a while.
It is Mother Nature's douche.
It is the Mother Nature's douche. So I fully support.
All right, bring on the hurricanes.
We can handle it.
Come on.
Do you want to do a little verses?
Yes.
I was hoping we were going to say verses. Let's battle.
Because I got some.
Get that bell ready though.
I always got to get the bells. You gotta have that ready. I need to put them in a folder. I have bells.
I want to see a playlist that says bells.
I can do bells tonight.
That looks like a poor.
We got some good verses going on tonight.
I want some Hell's Bells.
That's a good bell.
That's a canned bell.
Ooh,
I don't want to play it.
California!
Oh, God damn it.
It's a cool state.
What just happened?
Verses!
Oh, yeah, we're doing verses.
California!
He joined us once again.
Hey,
is he the official mascot of Versus?
The Tyrodactyl.
All right, I like it.
I want that as my ringtone.
Somehow,
that's our new alarm sound. That's our alarm sound.
So this week, I do have some. I have some treats.
All right, so what you got? Round one.
Round one. We're going with a good old school Hollywood mega star battle.
Okay.
This is one for the ages. This is like slobber knocker.
A slobber knocker.
Yeah.
I watched a porn called that.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah. Fucking Rocky, man.
Versus Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold.
A good old beatdown.
Well, it's a tough one, man.
It's a great battle.
Really is.
Two very celebrated careers.
Rambo is the man.
They played so many good characters. It's tough. The fucking Terminator versus Rambo.
If we're going acting, you know, Sly. But
I feel like
when we're coming to all around man, when we're coming around to all around man, you got to give it to Arnold.
Yeah, Mr. Universe.
Mr. Universe.
There was that video where he was saying how he was just coming so much. Like he was just like, I come all the time.
I'm always coming.
Yeah. when he's on stage, he's coming.
I'm always coming.
It's like I'm just calming and calming.
In a real, actual street fight, though.
It doesn't. Street fight doesn't matter. Those two men are too. They wouldn't fight. That's below them.
No, but in this situation, are these the
this
rules?
This is versus. Goddammit!
It doesn't matter. Versus can be any type of versus.
Who's got more money?
Schwarzenegger.
Sly. Yeah.
Think Sly does?
Because here's the thing, I think they don't make shit.
I'll look up Sly.
I think Arnold is also attached to just bigger franchises than Stallone. Like Terminator, he must get kickback from all the Terminator shit.
Kindergarten Cop got him a few bucks.
The get to the Choppa shirts, he gets $5 with all of those.
Alright, I got Sylvester Stallone's net worth. $400 million.
400?
That's a ton. Oh, yeah.
400 million.
All right. I still think, Stallone.
Guess what Schwartz is?
It's 312 million.
300.
Wow.
Yeah.
Still doesn't mean wins shit financially.
Nah, that doesn't mean shit though, dude. Arnold is okay. Put in this terms.
Who would you rather have a beer with?
No, shut up.
Sylvester Stallone.
Arnold has the body
of a
man that no other man has ever had. Arnold Schwarzenegger's body. No
Brock Lesnar kind of does.
No, fuck no, dude. Kinda. Put a picture next to him. Brock Lesnar's fat compared to Arnold.
Right. Well, Arnold, I guess you're right with that super tight waist and that like huge upper build.
He had a barrel chest.
Stallone is a badass too, and he's fucking yoked. But no, but fucking Arnold, dude. No one will ever have a body like Arnold.
Yeah.
Like that motherfucker is god.
I also think. Like, when you think of fitness and you think of just like you're saying, like a godly guy, you think of Arnold Schwarzenegger. I don't think of Stallone.
Dude.
What about impact on cinema?
Well, it would be Stallone's
got to have the upper edge. Yeah. There, right?
Yeah. He did win for Rocky. But then, guess what? What Schwarzenegger has done is he's just given us characters.
Yeah. Yeah. There's,
he gave
there's
us fucking good stuff.
Yeah,
I think Sly
this is tough.
I like Arnold.
He plays
more,
a pregnant woman in a movie. Who does that?
What sort of age you got on some?
And let's talk about other accomplishments too.
I just want to know what age, how old he is right now.
I totally.
Okay. Stallone
Arnold
is 70.
Cheat on his wife.
Stallone is 70.
Let's look at this. Stallone's from America.
Yes,
correct.
Okay. Look at it from this perspective. Mm. Fucking Arnold came from another country, no name. He came to America. Fucking got ripped, became a bodybuilder, got famous, didn't, you know, barely spoke English, he had to learn the language, learn the
became
culture,
became a movie star,
became a governor.
That's the American dream.
Dude, Arnold, hands down, dude. Arnold's
but then there's
a real
Rocky.
Man.
There's Arnold the guy 69. That was a huge fan of boxing and directing and was able to put those things
Arnold
together
16,
in such an amazing movie on his own that he directed for his first film.
Yeah.
He directed, produced, and starred for, and his first film is Rocky One.
He wrote it.
And he wrote the fucker.
He won the fucking Academy Award for it.
I don't know. This is hard.
Call. They're both equally the
it's
fucking
tough. I don't know. I would say
it's
man to man, titan to titan.
I'll give this up as a. I still.
I don't know.
My vote is Stallone. Right, my vote
Arnold,
is Stallone.
Arnold.
Fuck.
I have a deciding vote.
God damn it to hell. I want to go Stallone at first in like a street fight. Arnold, Stallone in the street. So, yeah, Arnold's going to fucking. He's going to battle all right. It's going to be a great fucking fight.
You're going
fight.
Back to the street fight, man. It's so much more than that.
I'm just
dude.
Saying it starts it
God,
starts there
it's
in my
versus,
mind.
Man.
Okay.
But when it comes to like overall impact on my life and the characters and the movies that I care about, I want to give it to Schwarzenegger. I'm more on Schwarzenegger's side.
Then go Schwarzenegger.
Then call it, man.
Dude, call
all right.
That shit.
I think.
No. Call it, Ty.
What
call
is it?
What's your vote? Fucking right now. What's your vote?
I got to go Schwartz.
He's going Schwartz.
He's the man, dude.
Governor.
That guy, he's the man.
He's my nagger.
What?
Whoa.
All right.
Whatever, black nigger, that's what it comes out to.
Thank you for saying that. I'm not the only one that's ever said that on this show. Cheers, Ty.
Yeah.
He's my black nigger.
Round two.
Good verses, Owen.
Round two.
All right.
Meatloaf. The singer.
Oh, the singer. Oh. Versus the actual
versus
meatloaf.
Yes.
Oh,
Randy
God.
Newman.
Oh. I thought you were going to have Meatloaf, the first singer, meatloaf. Versus actual Meatloaf.
I did too.
All right.
We could do that one if you want.
Well, the food wins. Come on.
Yeah, Meatloaf for sure.
I don't know, Per. I love Meatloaf.
Meatloaf's kind of awesome.
I love Meatloaf.
Sweaty fat guy, sides. Delicious baked Meatloaf.
Ooh, he can rock meatloaf. And roll, my friend.
No. Bad out of hell or delicious
all right,
Meatloaf?
So it's Meatloaf that you eat. That's done. Ring the bell.
Wait, what was yours though? You had Randy what?
Randy Newman. Meatloaf the person.
God, I fucking guess what? I fucking hate Randy Newman.
Yeah.
So Meatloaf.
I'm
wins.
A Randy Newman.
Meatloaf wins
I'm
that
singing
one
too. A song. All
right. See, all right.
Guess what? Randy Newman can now sing about
you
how he lost verses on our fucking podcast.
I lost verses. It was a very bad time.
It's a spreading impression.
All right. He lost. Don't give him any fucking satisfaction. Because it literally sounds like you're playing him right now.
All right. So, we're going to do
Randy Phantom one.
Meatloaf.
Meatloaf.
Oh, the loaf.
Meatloaf. I think the loaf. I think that'll be good for the future because I'm just going to start pairing meatloaf up with various things. Like meatloaf has gone 2-0 in its first appearance like on
the,
versus
the food or, so, or the food or the performance.
Both? Well, you never know.
Oh, I love that. I love the illusion of who is it?
Who is it?
Who really is Meatloaf? Is he a delicious food? Is he an incredible performer?
Is it a loaf of meat?
All right. Meatloaf versus Meatloaf.
Oh my God, that world will implode.
Are we got round three?
Round three.
Versus.
This is an age-old internet debate.
Oh God.
But I've always stood on one side, and I've always been surprised at people that go the other side. I'm like, nah, I don't respect you. I don't like you.
Yeah.
I think it was like an early days of the internet thing. Do you guys remember ninjas versus pirates?
I do remember it.
I don't.
And how do you stand? I'm going to go last on this because, like I said, I'm going to think less of you based upon your decisions.
Ooh.
So,
okay, you're saying this was a show?
No. I'm putting the random ninja against the random pirate.
Uh-huh.
Damn it.
I really like ninjas.
Yeah, ninja all day, dude. Stealth. Pirates.
They have a code. Pirates rape and pillage.
Yeah, pirates just go in and dominate. They just fucking take whatever
and
they want.
And Johnny Depp has only played a pirate. He's never played a ninja.
A ninja would kill a pirate, and the pirate wouldn't even know what killed him.
Yeah.
That
pirate would still have scurvy. And
yeah,
he'd be
this
dead
isn't even
scurvy.
A contest, yeah, dude.
I can't
think ninjas.
Say I
are you
disagree.
Are you pirates? Is that what this
side.
Is?
This argument is 100% pirate one every fucking time.
No,
the pirate will not care. The pirate will fucking go and rape and pillage the fucking ninjas before they ever
how
got
he get
there.
To the ninjas?
Because
ninjas
they got cannons. They got big guns. They got fucking
yeah,
dicks
they,
the size
they
of Jesus.
They have
baby
a cannon
kill.
That takes 10 minutes to load and fucking
Jesus.
And another 5 minutes to
fucking ninja
fire.
Stars.
They
you're
got,
dead. You're
they
dead.
Got a, they got swords like motherfuckers.
Dude,
they
a ninja
got
will
parrots.
Chop you one time.
They
dude,
got ships.
Done.
They can get away.
A
ninjas,
katana
ninjas
blade
don't have
could
shit.
Cut through a fucking
ninja
pirate
doesn't
sword.
Need shit.
Any pirate weapon.
Ninjas
weaponry.
Run so fast, they just run to the ship
no,
on top
they
of water.
Do not
yeah.
Run on water,
Zach.
They
do.
They're
they all do going that. Up the mast.
They're
and jumping
not even
down.
Jewish.
Jesus ninja would fuck
are there
you
Jewish
up.
Pirates?
Jewish. Well, no, but.
Only Jewish people walk on water?
Come on, pirates?
Pirates are,
are so
dumb.
Much cooler.
Pirates are
I got
so
it,
much
I got
cooler.
It.
They're not cooler, dude.
You guys are ridiculous.
I love fucking pirates, man.
Pirates
I celebrate
get
Pirate
drunk
Day.
All the time.
But ninjas are fucking.
You know,
they live a carefree, slaughter all lifestyle, much as we do here
and
on
ninja
the radio
I'm
gonna
show.
I'm going to
have a wooden leg at some point.
I mean,
I love
our
pirates,
symbol is piratey, too.
It's pretty much a goddamn
ship.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's
yeah.
a pirate
but
ship.
I'm
a ninja.
I'm still ninja team.
They're
yeah,
gonna
Team
win.
Ninja, bro.
Gonna
I love
win,
ninjas.
Man. I watched Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie
fuck
today.
Yeah, dude.
I'll tell you the three things that are important to ninjas.
Ninja vanish.
It's speed, stealth, and honor. And
yes.
They're going to kick your pirate's ass
I think
ass
that's
with
quite
honor.
A trifecta.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
Yeah,
we
pirates
don't
have no honor.
Pirates don't need honor.
Yep.
They don't... They, dude, that, fucking...
That's why ninjas are classier and they still win.
Yeah. But we get all the booty.
that's a good... That's
damn
a selling
it.
Point.
Damn it to hell.
Sorry, pirates.
It's true.
Pirates
ninjas.
Win.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I don't think ninjas get laid.
Ninjas don't ever get laid.
I think they cut their dicks off,
yeah.
actually, before they
yeah.
get into ninja school.
Like,
that's all we needed
that's
to
like
settle
the first
the debate.
Level of ninja school.
Yeah, the booty, you got it.
I was gonna go with
that's
this one for my last one, KFC versus Popeyes, but I think
ooh,
everyone knows
no
that KFC
that
wins.
I think actually,
no,
I think that's
call.
A lose-lose situation.
Yeah,
they both
well.
Lose.
Yeah, you go to Publix.
Well, true. But KFC as a fast food establishment. I mean, at least like, I don't know. Like that
KFC
that,
just makes up its own fucking rules. It makes like sandwiches with no bread. It's a kind of a douchey organization.
And then they start pairing with Long John Silver's and Taco Bell's, and you just
yeah.
don't know what's going
and,
on anymore.
And then they keep but, thinking they're funny and changing the Colonel on TV.
I don't
like,
get it.
He was look,
seriously.
All,
do you guys
racist.
Do you guys go to these places? Like honestly,
I don't
not
go
anymore.
To KFC.
On
never. I've never. I haven't been to a KFC.
I've
in
had
long
KFC.
Time.
I have not
I had,
been to a fat like. Other than Taco Bell and Chick-fil-A,
oh, man.
That's the only fast food I've had, probably had in 3-4 years.
I doorstep delivered Taco Bell calls, KFC calls when I didn't have my my car. I got KFC and I got it dropped
you got
off.
KFC doorstep?
Wow.
Yeah, that Grubhub
be the
does it.
Fucking lamest thing I've ever
Grubhub heard. Does it, and it was like $4 extra for a $7 meal.
Did he just look down? Did he just look down on you when he gave it to you?
Please tell me you just ordered one bucket, like a bucket of chicken. That's all you got, and he just handed you a bucket.
No, he didn't. It was
no. He got the biscuits.
I got that shit.
The reforming biscuits.
I got to get those. I love those things.
Little packets.
Somebody once told me something that fucked me up in high school. My friend, we were eating at the time at KFC, and we're eating the biscuits. He's like, you know, these things just reform back in your stomach. And I was like, yeah, they kind of look like they do.
That was like your myth that you had?
Well, I remember him saying it. And like every time I needed a KFC, I feel like I had to tell that story to somebody else.
Now, do you actually believe that? Or is that...
I mean, I feel like it could be just an urban legend. Maybe it does. Maybe we're shitting out just full-on biscuits,
possibly.
You know?
Full-on biscuits.
Full-on KFC biscuits. Reformed in your stomach.
Are you saying you don't like Popeye's at all?
I really don't like Popeye's chicken.
It's a little spicier.
Because that's more the Louisiana.
Yeah.
Dude, if you're going to get fried chicken, don't go to a fast food
go
place,
to a
dude.
Mom and pop, gross,
fucking,
greasy,
pay the extra $5. Yeah, I know Ty's down with it. I know you eat good. Don't go to fucking Popeye's or KFC. Go to a local restaurant that fucking has good fried chicken.
But sometimes you need that spend KFC, dog.
Sometimes you need that KFC.
No,
dude,
sometimes you
remember
don't.
Dixie Chicken down where you guys used
dude,
to live?
Dude, Dixie, yeah.
Woo,
yeah.
Dixie Chicken. That's down on like South Orange.
We used to have back when I in high school in Polk County, we used to have Maryland fried
they
chicken.
Still,
Maryland,
they have a couple of them still here, man.
With a big ass sign.
You know
what's
fucking
huge.
You know an overrated fried chicken place, awesome. If you want to call them that? You know Zaxby's.
Zaxby's
sucks.
Oh, nah.
Zaxby's is garbage.
Yeah, never was a fan.
That's some processed as fucking rubber chicken.
I don't.
Dude.
There's something going on.
Those are some
on.
Mutant, like three breasted chickens.
Yeah. Give me more grease, Zaxby's. That's what you need to do.
Crap
grease.
Yeah. Give me more of that. Do you guys want to wrap this up? I'm tired. I want to get out of here.
Yeah.
Not enough for the evening.
We've crammed a lot into
fuck
this
your
show.
Dreams,
fuck your dreams.
Fuck your dreams.
All that other shit
Dick
that comes
eat
along.
Eat the fucks of dreams.
We do have some stuff to promote. You got to get in our group. You need to, you know, people need to do that. If you're not in our group, you need to be in there.
Come hang out in the
you
group.
Need to start interacting with us.
We'll interact.
You better. Say hello.
Say hello. Also, leave us voicemails, something else no one ever does.
Yeah,
it'd be really fun for the show. If you're ever bored or super drunk out late at night, give us a call. Just like the phone line, same number we always put out, 321-332-0186. Give it a call. Yeah, there's like a weird like voicemail message thing there, but trust me, it'll give you a beep and you can leave one. So do that. We'll play them on the show. Apart from that,
hell's yeah.
What else we got?
I don't really know. We got nothing much coming up. I'm sure we've got a showcase with rumored a very big guest coming in
really?
For the next showcase. So,
I'm excited for that.
So
I'm looking for the next show.
That'll be happening.
That's volume 2.
That'll be happening in what, 2 weeks?
Yeah.
I think that's what we agreed on.
I wasn't sure.
The last Thursday, I think, of the month is what
is that what we
I think that's I what we're going
they'll
with.
They'll hear when they hear it.
All right.
I'll find out more details about that tomorrow. But at the same time, check us out. Like us on iTunes, all that stuff too. 5-star us. Instagram.
On
a radio show.
Yeah.
Well, I guess anywhere else that you can find things on social media, we're probably there. If we're not, we'll be there soon. Until next week, eat a bag of dicks
while you're fucking your dreams.
Eat them.